Welcome to Books on the Ridge, a production of Mount Zion Ridge Press, home of Books Off the Beaten Path. This is a podcast for our readers to get to know the authors of our books and look between the pages and behind the scenes. Plus, at the start of each month, we will offer readers a limited time code for a discount on the featured book. Your hosts are the co-owners and managing editors of Mount Zion Ridge Press. I'm Michelle Levine, one of the managing editors, and here's my partner in literary crime,
Tamara Lynn Kraft.
And today we are talking with one of our repeat authors, Penny McGinnis, who is also our much beloved promotions manager, editor, director, the lady who actually makes sure that people know we're here. And we're talking about Penny's new picture book, Betsy and Bailey. And if you order the book from our website, you get a dollar discount using the code TWINS, all in capital letters, T-W-I-N-S. And this discount code is good through the end of October.
And Penny Frost McGinnis, like Michelle already said, is on board with Mount Zion Ridge Press for our promotions and marketing. And we are so happy to have her. She takes so much up our plate. She's also the author of a couple romances, Home Where She Belongs and Home Away From Home. They are in the Abbott Island series. They also have a little suspense in them. They're not straight romance, so they're a lot of fun. She and her husband are content to live in Southwest Ohio and visit Lake Erie every chance they get. She adores her family and her dog and indulges in dark chocolate. She enjoys fiber arts and baseball, and her life goal is to encourage and uplift through her writing as she pens romances with a dash of mystery and a promise of hope. And her new picture book for children is called Betsy and Bailey. No one will be just like you.
Well, Penny, have you gotten any endorsements or arranged for any reviews for this book, or is everything still a little too new?
Everything is a little too new. I do not have any endorsements or reviews yet, but we do have a fan.
Yay!
A young lady named Amy, who is a friend of my daughter, has been posting all over Facebook about the book. She's so excited.
That's great.
That's pretty encouraging.
That's wonderful. Tell us about your new book, baby.
I can do that. Raising five kids, I have three daughters. Tim has a son and daughter. One thing we know about children in the same family is that none of them are alike. They're very different from each other. And one of my goals raising the girls was for them to figure out who God made them to be and to use the gifts that God has given them. And the picture book is about twins, Betsy and Bailey. And Betsy is very girly. She likes to wear the pretty dresses and play teapot with tea, you know, tea sets and that kind of thing. Where Bailey is more the outdoor girl. She wants to run out with the dog, climb the tree. She's a little more of a rough and tumble girl. But throughout the story, they kind of complain like sisters do about each other, but in the end, they end up realizing that those differences are the things that draws them together and that they help each other. So it's a book that was on my heart. I want children to understand that God values them and that He has created them for who they are, and for parents to understand that you can nurture the child to be who they're meant to be, rather than trying to put them in a mold or a box to be who you want them to be. So I will say this, when my girls were growing up, our house was always a mess. And I'll tell you a secret, my house still is. But I allowed my girls to do the things that they wanted to do. We did a lot of craft projects. They were in sports. We had books everywhere. So to me, it's just teaching kids that, you know, be who you are, be who you're meant to be.
Well, as we said in the introduction, you've written fiction. You've also have a devotional with us. So writing a children's picture book, Is this a totally new venture, or is this something you had on in your mind and in your heart for a while to do and you're exploring now? Or how did the picture book come about?
It's kind of an interesting story, at least to me. I had about 25 years ago, I decided to finally really put the work into trying to get published. So through those years, my initial goal was to publish a children's book because I was a children's librarian. I worked at an elementary school, and I also was in a public library for a while and worked with children. And I absolutely love children's literature. But God had other things in mind. He kind of pushed me to write fiction. And I can tell you right now, I said, no, I don't really want to do that. And God kept pushing me in the direction of writing fiction for women. So I thought, okay, I'll give it a shot. So I started taking classes and learning and, you know, doing conferences, all the things that we do as writers. And eventually I wrote a novel. And it's still in my computer, which is where it should stay. But then I went on and I tried my hand at a second one. And that is the one that Mount Zion Ridge Press published first, Home Where She Belongs. And then y'all published the second one and the devotional. And then at the beginning of this year, you all told me that you are going to start publishing children's books. I was so excited. So I dug out some of the things that I had written 25, 26 years ago, and Betsy and Bailey was one of them. And I was able to rework it with the help of Betty Boswell. She looked at it for me and she made some suggestions. So I added a little bit to it. And through that, God granted me the opportunity to publish a children's book. So children's books, I absolutely love children's literature. I hope that at some point I can do some chapter books for kids and go from there. But children's books are not new to me. It's something I worked on years ago, and it has all come back now full circle, which I love.
Well, that's wonderful. We're so happy you sent your children's books to us. The illustrations, by the way, are absolutely beautiful. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I sure can. I gave birth to the illustrator. I'll start with that. Almost 40 years ago. But she had a dream too, and I did not really know this. She may have mentioned it in passing, but, you know, mom memory goes kind of by the wayside sometimes. But she had always dreamed of illustrating a children's book. And she actually took some classes a few years ago. And Hannah is my daughter, and I'm very proud of her and the opportunity that you all gave us to work together. And when she showed me the drawings, because she sketched them out and sent them to me on a text message, my mouth dropped, because that was exactly what I pictured for the book. So she's like, Mom, are these okay? I'm like, are these okay? These are great. These are exactly what I'm looking for. So we went from there. But I'm very proud of her for stepping out and doing that, because she's a busy person too. And it was just really exciting to be able to work with her on this.
Another interesting detail for this book, your first working with your daughter and all that, is that it's bilingual, and it's our first bilingual book. So coming at this as the author and also as our promotions manager, tell us about this venture.
Well, as a promotions manager, I'm definitely using the bilingual angle to try to get more people to notice it, in hopes that it will have a bigger audience. And so I'm working with that. Jara Alvarado was our translator. She is also one of the authors coming up in Mount Zion. And she did a wonderful job. I'm so excited about it. One of the things that's really great is that Hannah travels to Guatemala about once a year, and she and her husband and some other people go down. She works for Habitat for Humanity, and they go down and help build stoves and work on homes, and they do all kinds of things down there. And she has a good friend in Guatemala. His name is Freddie. And he has opened a school for the kids so that they can be better educated. And this book is going to go there. Hannah's going to take copies down and donate them to the school. And that just, that made me happier than just about almost everything else, although it all did. But I'm just excited that we have something that we can give to children who speak two languages. They are learning English, so this will help them by seeing it in Spanish, their language, and then they can look at the English and learn from it. I think that's one of the most wonderful things. And I'm so happy that Mount Zion was willing to step out and do that, because it's a little bit of a chance, especially when you just started doing children's books. So it's exciting. I think it's a great, great thing.
I also like the idea of the English-speaking children in America learning a little bit of Spanish, because yes, there are so many Spanish-speaking children in America now. It's nice if they can learn a few words and kind of break the language barrier.
Absolutely. I love that.
Well, how long did it take you to write this book?
If I'm being honest, I don't remember. Because like I said, it was several years ago. I'm guessing a couple of months I probably played with it. I know it wasn't like written and done, because that's never the case. And it is rhyming. So I worked on that to get it as good as I could. So I'm guessing a few months, and I probably fiddled with it longer than that, because that's what I tended to do with those type of books.
So in the process of writing this story, did you run into any kind of roadblocks, either, you know, emotional or even spiritual? You know, this is an important topic, considering all of the attacks that kids and families are getting everywhere in society. And this is something important, you know, to help kids stand up to the people who are going to try to rewrite them and direct them down a path that maybe they don't really want to go. Have you felt any opposition? Have you felt maybe any guidance, not supernatural, but spiritual guidance in writing this book?
I'd have to say it was a little difficult at this time. Like when I pulled it back out and reread it, I thought, I want to make sure the message comes across clearly, that God created each of us the way he created us, and that we are who we are. And I do feel like Satan was probably in there going, you don't want to send that out there. You know, and you always, as a writer, I think we all come across doubts, no matter what we're writing. And I would say I did it with this book, but I also know that God wanted me to get that word out there, and that my girls were very encouraging about it, because they have always been such that they were thankful that I raised them the way I did, that I let them be who they are. Because I have one daughter who, all through middle school, all she wanted to wear was t-shirt and sweatpants. It was like, okay. So I let her, because I'm like, you got to pick your battles, you know? And so I let her be herself. Now she wears these beautiful dresses and she's, you know, lovely. And she outgrew that. And most of the time, kids will, if you just let them, you know, and don't get too hyper about things. But I would say that it's hard. It is a hard topic right now, but it is an important message. And I'm thankful that we could get it out there.
I agree. It is an important message nowadays. And a girl can like sports and be a tomboy and climb trees and still be a girl. And a boy can be creative and still be a boy.
Absolutely. I was that tomboy girl when I was young. I was outside all the time. I was in the trees. I was on the horse. And I think it's just who I am. Yeah.
It used to be acceptable, but now they try to push you to be something you're not if you go that direction. So it's sad. Changing the subject a little bit, what is your process for writing? Any rituals you do before you start to write children's books?
That's a good question. I think some of the things I do is I go, because I've been thinking about some other children's books that I would like to do. And I go and look through what's out there, just to get some ideas of what kind of books are available. I got to go to a retreat a few weeks ago, and there was an agent there, and she was just there to give us advice. And she advised me very strongly to continue along the children's line, because there just aren't as many good books out there for kids anymore. And the clean books and the books with a positive message, books with a message from God. I mean, they're just not as available. There's a lot. I don't know why the industry's gone this way, but there's a lot of dark stuff, especially for the young adults. But I probably won't write that, but chapter books even. And I have grandkids coming up, and I want to make sure that they have books to read too. But as far as a ritual, other than that, I don't. And praying, I pray over what I'm writing. I think that's the most important thing we can do. But I don't always have the same drink by my side or the same. I drink a lot of water, so I'm kind of boring. But I might eat a cookie though while I'm writing.
Oh yes, you need a cookie. Fresh
cookies and milk while writing children's books. There we go.
That's right. And then when you're adult, doing adult books, cookies and a cup of hot tea.
There we go. I like that.
Forget about cookies. Scones. Scones and tea.
Scones. I love scones.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes, yes.
I'd rather go with the chocolate chip cookies. So.
Lemon Oreos.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I like almost any. I don't know if I've met a cookie I haven't liked. So
I want the traditional double or triple stuff Oreos. Ooh. Or the mega stuff.
There you go.
Why don't you just eat the frosting straight out of the can?
No, it's better with a cookie attached.
Okay, we're getting off the subject. We're getting a little punchy here.
Yes, we are.
Okay, back on the topic. So, what was your favorite children's book, either as an adult now or when you were a kid? What was your favorite book?
You know, that's like asking who your favorite child is. That's really hard for me anyway. I will say, when I was young, I read Dr. Seuss. I mean, we had the Dr. Seuss Club. Mom got me the books, you know, and I absolutely loved all of his books, which may be why I like rhyming books. But as far as now, the authors that I probably follow the most, the one author is Kevin Hankes. Absolutely love his books. He did Chrysanthemum. He's got one called Old Bear, which I love because it's reminds me of myself. But he does the most beautiful illustrations in his newer books that he's doing, and then the other books are very fun. But he also has a series about Penny the mouse, and of course I love that. You know, you can't beat a book with your name, you know.
Yeah.
But I also love Eric Carle. I have always enjoyed his books, and I read a lot of those to the kids in the library. But there are so many wonderful children's authors, and Will Hillenbrand is one who actually lives around here, and he's wonderful too. But Kevin Hankes is probably my favorite author. I got to meet him a couple times, and he is just the nicest person. And that always helps, you know, when they're kind and caring and truly enjoy what they're doing. So I'd have to go with that one. But that was a hard question, Michelle.
Okay. Well, how about a title? If for those of us who don't recognize the authors' names, are there any particular titles by those particular authors you can recommend for, you know, people who are listening here? And
right. Yeah, like I said, Kevin Hankes did Chrysanthemum and Owen. I love the book Owen that he did. That's a sweet book. And his Penny books.
They're okay. Should we start calling you Penny the Mouse?
Yeah, no.
No,
please.
Okay.
And Eric Carle's 10 Little Rubber Ducks is fun. And of course, the Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Oh, yes.
That one. Yeah.
I've read that to my grandchildren. My favorite books growing up were Encyclopedia Brown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But they don't make those anymore. So, any plans for the near future once the book is released? Or are you working in something in the same vein, maybe some more children's books? Or are you going a new direction, taking a break, already full steam ahead on the next book of the Abbott series?
That is exactly where I'm at. Full steam ahead on the third book of the Abbott Island series. I am writing a story about Lucy, and I think the readers are all going to be happy to get that because I hear from some of them and they're like, when is this coming out? And I'm getting there a little bit at a time, you know. But the story is starting to really develop and I'm coming along on it. And as far as children's books, I do have some ideas that I have mulling around up there that I can't release until Lucy's done. I can only do one thing at a time.
I understand completely. But it does seem like you're Superwoman and can do a lot of things at once.
Oh, goodness. No. But thank you, ladies, for having me. This has been fun.
Yeah. It's always fun chatting with you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Any parting words?
Just I hope people will get Betsy and Bailey and try out the book and spread the word that we have a book out that's bilingual and about twins and about being who you're meant to be.
Sounds good. I know I plan on buying some copies for the nursery school that my church runs, and the handing a couple copies over to our minister to children and seeing what she wants to do with it.
Very nice. Thank you.
We shall see.
One of my doctors, he always asks me what I'm writing now. And I told him, and he said, well, send me the link. So I did. And he sent back last night and said he ordered it for his daughter.
Great.
That's wonderful.
That's so nice.
I know. I want to give a few copies. My church, we share a building with a Spanish-speaking church, and we are basically partner in ministry, do a lot of things together. And I'm really excited to share some of these bilingual books with the Spanish church.
That's exciting. I love that.
Yeah. Don't forget to get Penny's new children's book, Betsy and Bailey. There's no one. Wait, no one will be just like you. And every child in your life should have a copy of it. We are running a code for the sale of this book coming out October 1st. The code will be till the end of October, and it's case sensitive. And the code is TWINS, TWINS, all caps. So you can go ahead and go on our site, MountZionRidgePress.com, and buy the book with the code TWINS. And we'll see you next time with another great Mount Zion Ridge Press book.
Thanks for listening to Books on the Ridge, a production of Mount Zion Ridge Press, home of books off the beaten path. Check our website, www.MountZionRidgePress.com, for more information. Please consider subscribing to support this podcast. Plus, receive regular updates and more discounts as our way of saying thanks. Please come back next week for a new discussion with another Mount Zion Ridge Press author. Thanks for listening. We hope you had a good time. We certainly did.